additional paperwork.
We look forward to the crawfish boil at the new house.
Yes.
Yes.
We're happier in Orange Beach.
Thank you.
Have a good day.
Okay, call the City Council meeting Tuesday, June 18, 2019 to order. Councilman Jeff Boyd will do our invocation, followed by the Pledge of Allegiance.
Heavenly Father, we come to you tonight just in gratitude. In gratitude for our city, for our employees, for our tourists, and just for the beauty that we get to live in. I just ask for discernment of all of us. I just ask for your wisdom in this room, your grace and your kindness, and I just ask your blessings on the city. In the name of Jesus, amen.
Amen. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Call the roll, please.
Councilmember Silvers?
Here.
Councilmember Johnson?
Here.
Councilmember Mitchell?
Here.
Councilmember Costo?
Here.
Councilmember Boyd?
Here.
Mayor Kennan?
Here. Entertain a motion considering tonight's agenda.
Move to approve the agenda with four additional items. The first, a resolution authorizing a task order with Sawgrass Consulting. The second, a resolution authorizing a professional services agreement and task order with Stewart Engineering. The third, a resolution authorizing a professional services agreement with task order with Industrial Commercial Fire Protection. And the fourth, resolution authorizing a change order for the Performing Arts Building.
Second.
Discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Considering previous minutes of the regular council meeting, committee of the whole, 5/21/19. Our special call meeting, 5/24/19. If there are no objections, reading of the minutes will be waived. Any corrections to the minutes? No corrections. Minutes stand approved as written. Any announcements by the council?
I have none.
Mayor, I just wanted to bring everybody up to date on a little Jack Edwards Airport news and also thank the people that have taken us this far. Jack Edwards is up to get a tower, a control tower, which means a lot for the island, which is for Gulf Shores and Orange Beach. And the FAA finally reopened building towers in June of this month, and primarily because of Richard Shelby, Senator Shelby, and Jack Edwards Airport. We have been, Scott and the Marissa and the entire board has been pushing for this for several years, and Herb sits on the authority board with us, and we are excited to get to this point. The point was that when the FAA got the funding from Senator Shelby's appropriations, they called and said if it wasn't for Richard Shelby and JKA pushing this to the level that it was, that we don't feel like that the program would have ever been birthed with budget funds. So they say in lieu of that, we have now pushed you to the top of the list for a tower to be built in at JKA.
That is huge.
So it's huge. Herb's been very influential in helping us and on the marketing. There's a marketing committee a subcommittee that we're looking to. What we're going to do is be bringing a hopper type carrier to JKA where you could might fly from here to Nashville, here to Atlanta, here to maybe Houston or Dallas, and make some of those type things. It won't be a commercial carrier coming in. We're not that big. But those we probably will have some that will be interested in providing those services. So I think it's huge for our island and in opening up the airspace to being a legitimate source for getting people here and also getting people off and going to other places. So it's exciting. Always like to give Senator Shelby the credit because he is in the most powerful position that and he said, you know, give me six more years and we will bring money to Alabama that's never been done before, and this is a great example of that. So we appreciate Senator Shelby and appreciate Herb and appreciate the entire JK authority. You have a very good authority board that is very tuned in, and so we're excited about it. and we'll be moving forward with this. The timeline, I don't know, but it takes a while. It's kind of like building a fifth lane on Canal Road. You know, you'll say they're going to do it, and then it may be two more years before you will actually see the tower. But the thing about it is it's approved, and we're moving forward. And so I just wanted to bring everybody up to date on that. I think it's huge for our island.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you, Jerry. Chris?
Yeah. Yes, sir. Mayor, Council, I would like to update you on our youth shooting sports program. We had a very successful sporting clay shoot this Saturday out at a piece of property we have where we set up a temporary place to do this for the kids so I could hold our program this year. We had 40 kids showed up at this event and had several agencies come out and assist. I had the Baldwin County Sheriff's Department chief instructor came out and assisted. State of Alabama Department of Conservation, Natural Resources had some instructors out with us. And a couple others that we had on board. We went through 4,000 shotgun shells in 5 hours. And the kids had a blast, no pun intended. So it was a really good time. This is one of our better parts of the program where we see the most improvement in the shortest amount of time from clays missed at the beginning of the day to ones being hit by the end of the day by the kids. And I'd say sandpaper couldn't wipe the grin off their faces by the end of the day. So I think it was very successful. This coming Saturday, we'll be holding our rifle shoot at the same location. I've got flyers for it right here. It's a youth shoot. So if you got kids, you want to teach them firearm safety, feel free to contact me. And here's one of the flyers on that. And they'll get to learn firearm safety by shooting some really cool guns with certified instructors. Additionally, I'd like to mention that next Thursday, the 27th, the Friends of Army Aviation Ozark will be bringing their UH-1 Huey helicopter back down here, and they'll be conducting flight operations that day. It's $50 per ride, or $50 per person. They can put 10 people on a flight, and it's a 10 to 15-minute flight somewhere in that range, and it's worth every penny. If you've never had a chance to go up in a vintage Vietnam-era UH-1 Huey, it's quite the experience. So y'all come on out. They'll be flying from the helipad in front of the event center at the wharf all day, well, 9 to 5 on Thursday of next week.
Thank you, Chris.
If you haven't been able to do it and you get a chance this time, it's amazing.
Thank you for what you do with those kids.
Absolutely, Chris.
Thank y'all for letting us.
Now, how many kids?
We had 40 kids.
40.
Yeah, we had a second group show up a little bit late. That came with one big bunch from a local church down here. And we had a total of 40 kids out there at one time.
Super. Awesome.
Ken.
Just a couple updates on some things. This is really probably more for John and Crystal, but some things that we had a lot of questions about. On Saturday evening, we had an accident at the base of the bridge. That was happened to be around the time that people started heading to the Dierks Bentley concert. So it backed up the Perdido Quayside heading west for quite a while. So we've put that out on Facebook to let people know. We've also had several structure fires since our last meeting. And our fire department and all the agencies from around have responded supremely in making sure they can stop that and protect not only those properties but the adjoining properties. So I want to commend them. And we've had some very, very busy weeks on the beach with swimmer in distress calls. So please continue to put the messaging out to heed the flags. And even sometimes the flags aren't even the red. It's just yellow flags, and there's still a lot of swimmer in distress with the rip currents. So that being said, we will not meet on July 2nd. So for all of our regular attendees, we will move that. That meeting's been moved to the 9th. So we'll actually meet on the 9th and the 16th of July. Those will be our two dates.
You do have two of us out on the 9th.
Yeah, two people.
Okay. So if another decides to leave, please let us know.
Hey, on note of the swimmers in distress, there's some Facebook stuff, and I got some direct hits of asking if there was any way we could put our markers below the leave only footprints flags, because they said that it caused some confusion for people that weren't familiar with the flag system and may come in from a condo and not see it. If they see those white flags, they may think it's safe, and that they saw white on a bad day, that might be a red day. There's a lot of effort that would go with it. There's a lot of flag poles with those white flags, but I'm just bringing it up.
And on the flag marker system, there is no white flag. So that's part of the, my answer would be that in answering someone.
But
now,
you need another flag on that pole anyway. I think you need to keep that flag, that pole only.
As clean, just like it is.
For the beach conditions. Mm-hmm. I know the leave only footprints is important, but that can be done otherwise. It's too important to keep that flag.
Well, I went and took pictures of every entrance and every flag that I could find and put it back out there. It, to me, it was marked very appropriately. The amount of comments that finally came off of it, I thought were minimal. I thought I would just bring it up just to make sure that it was a point that was brought to me, and it's a safety issue, so something to ponder.
We will definitely ponder that as we go, because there's so many different ways that the flags are being moving, from the Jeeps to the lifeguard stands to many of the boardwalks when they come down. So, and I always go back to the flag warning sign where there is certain colors that we're pushing to make them understand.
Perfectly clear. So. Do y'all have one at each condo, a warning system?
Yes.
Okay. And I will tell you that
everything changes, that we're on the text.
And you've been getting that for quite some time, Bill.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
We'll keep talking about it. There's a lot of good suggestions that keep coming, especially with technology. And
thank you.
Well, when you're drinking, all flags look white. So.
Do what, Mayor?
So when you're drinking, all flags look white.
Yeah.
And
I wonder how you know that.
Or green, all look green. So we got a lot of folks in water drinking. So.
And you know, our city, we've pretty well never put green flags out, just because it, even on a calm day, you still got the risk. So that's kind of been a decision for years. Yeah.
Are you alluding to the fact that possibly there's some of our relatives that complain?
I didn't say Louisiana folks. You got a guilty conscience?
They do wear gold and
purple.
They hope for that marine life, don't they?
And I think we have to recognize Miss Cindy. Didn't you participate in a competition here recently and do very well? What did you win?
Hello.
I'm going to put you on the spot.
So it was a bodybuilding competition this past Saturday at the Hard Rock in Biloxi. And I was fortunate enough to move up divisions, so it was figure, and place second, fourth, and fifth.
Woo-hoo.
Awesome. Congratulations. Congratulations.
Hard work.
Yes.
That's that one.
She can rip a phone book in there.
Congratulations.
All right. Where are we at? Auditing of accounts.
Auditing of accounts.
Okay, anybody else? Anything else? All right. Entertaining a motion. Auditing of accounts.
Move to certify the cash requirements with no related interests are within the budget and appropriate for payment.
Second.
Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed?
Move to certify the cash requirements with related interest and SWIFT supply are within the budget and appropriate for payment.
Second.
Discussion? All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed?
Abstain.
Moving unfinished business on ordinance, a second reading ordinance amending Chapter 42, Division 2. Exception to the lighting provisions, 2018 International Swimming Pool and Spa Code.
Move to adopt the ordinance.
Second.
Discussion. Call the roll, please.
Councilmember Silvers?
Yes.
Councilmember Johnson?
Yes.
Councilmember Mitchell?
Yes.
Councilmember Costa?
Yes.
Councilmember Boyd?
Yes.
Mayor Kennan?
Yes. Ordinance amending Chapter 42, Code of Ordinance, City of Orange Beach, new Article 8, Small Wireless Facilities.
Move to adopt the ordinance.
Second.
Discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
I'm sorry. Call the roll, please.
Councilmember Silvers?
Yes.
Councilmember Johnson?
Yes.
Councilmember Mitchell?
Yes.
Councilmember Costa?
Yes.
Councilmember Boyd?
Yes.
Mayor Kennan?
Yes. Moving to new business under resolution. Resolution appropriating funds. Mako's Academics Arts and Athletics Club, $90,000.
Move to adopt the resolution.
Second.
Discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Resolution authorizing the execution of agreement with the Alabama Department of Transportation, installation, operation, maintenance, State Highway 182, pedestrian crossing traffic control signal, Middle Gate Road.
Move to adopt the resolution.
Second.
Discussion. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Resolution authorizing the execution of installation, operation, maintenance agreements, ADOT State Highway 182 traffic controls.
Move to adopt the resolution.
Second.
Discussion. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Resolution authorizing execution of software license agreement with Orgamation Technologies for eye care, child care management software.
Move to go ahead.
Move to adopt the resolution.
Second.
Discussion. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Resolution authorizing execution of memorandum of understanding, Baldwin County Board of Education, Orange Beach Middle and High School Student Athlete Program.
Move to adopt the resolution.
Second.
Discussion. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Resolution authorizing execution of a task order with Sawgrass, site plan for relocation of public works, $58,315.
Move to adopt the resolution.
Second.
Discussion. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Resolution authorizing execution of professional service agreement with G.W. Stewart during business as Stewart Engineering Construction, accepting their proposal for engineering service and new public works facility, not to exceed $27,500.
Move to adopt the resolution.
Second.
Discussion. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Resolution authorizing the execution of professional services agreement, industrial commercial fire protection, accepting their proposal for fire sprinkler system design, public works facility, not to exceed $10,900.
Move to adopt the resolution.
Second.
Discussion. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Resolution authorizing an increase guaranteed contribution to the Baldwin County Board of Education for a performing arts building, not to exceed $53,681.
Move to adopt the resolution.
Second.
Discussion.
Is this for the bathrooms?
This is what.
Okay.
Women's bathroom.
Women's bathroom.
Expensive bathroom. I hope the line flows perfectly.
I think we'll minimize complaints.
Yes.
For the high maintenance ladies. So, all in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Moving to public hearing. Public hearing dates for ordinance amending ordinance number 172, Caribe East and West. That's confusing. Is that
the two little towers?
No, I'm talking about. I'm talking about the wording on the public hearing date. Anyway, okay. Griffin?
Oh, sorry, I left in the date, yeah.
Yeah, forgive me, caught me off guard.
Yeah.
I'm a creature of habit, Renee.
There you go.
Griffin will create make a presentation. We will question Griffin with questions, then we'll open the floor up, then we'll come back for any further questions after hearing the audience or what anyone else might have to say. Griffin, all yours.
Yeah, this is a major modification at the Caribe Plan Unit Development. There's two parts. Number one is reducing the total units for the Caribe East Tower from 234 to 228 units and increasing the height from 22 to 24 floors. And number two is reducing the total units for Caribe West Tower from 312 to 252 and increasing the height from 22 to 25 floors. Planning Commission considered this at their May 2019 meeting, and they gave the project a positive recommendation. If we go to the next slide, this just gives a brief history of the Caribe development. It was approved in the late 1990s. There were three towers. Each tower had 200 units. It's 600 total units, and the towers are 14 stories in height. In 2005, there was a modification that was approved for the Caribe East and the Caribe West towers. The Caribe East was approved at 234 units, 22 stories in height, and Caribe West was 312 units, 22 stories in height. Then in 2010, you had another modification that was approved, and that was for the Caribe West site for the Outcast Marina. We'll go to the next slide. This just gives you a little overview of the master plan showing the three existing towers, location of the East and West Tower, where the Cobalt restaurant is located. All right, next. This slide deals with the density at the Caribe. Again, right now you have 600 units, 21.9 units per acre. With this modification, there'll be 480 total units. The density would be 39.4 units per acre. That's a decrease from the 2005 modification that had 546 units and a density of 41.8. We look at total bedrooms. from the 05 to the proposed modification, you're going down about 20 bedrooms. Next slide. Just looking at Carib East, again, the units are decreasing. Bedrooms are increasing in this tower. Building footprint and gross floor area will increase because we're expanding the parking and also we're adding more floors. Only reduction setback is for the front setback. The building height and the total number of parking spaces are increasing. And next slide. That just gives you a little site plan of the east tower. And if we go to the next slide, this is an architectural elevation of the east tower. And the next slide, that would be a 3D elevation of the proposed east tower. The next slide just gives a floor breakdown as where parking, amenities, the meeting rooms, and the residential components of the east tower will be located. Our next slide, Carib East Parking, just shows this will be condominiums and meeting facilities in this tower. 578 required spaces, they're doing 580 for this tower. Next slide, we're going to look at the Carib West Tower. Total units and the bedrooms decreasing, and of course, you know, the footprint and the gross floor area is increasing. Again, we're adding more floors and we're adding more parking. All that will be in the parking structure. Decrease in the front, rear, and west side setback, and increase in the height of the building and also the total parking spaces. Next slide, again, this is just site plan for the west tower area. Next slide. This is the floor breakdown showing where the parking, the amenities, the marina, meeting room, and residential. Also say the marina that's there, it will have a space at this tower. We go to next slide. Carib West Parking shows condominium, meeting facilities, and marina. 780 spaces required, they're doing 834 spaces. So if we go to the next slide and we
Can you back up one
hand? Yes.
You went really fast on that.
33 spaces required for the marina, that's it?
For the marina store.
For the store.
Mm-hmm. And then you have the, for the boats that are will be there, there's parking that is required for it. All right, so if we go to our next slide, just project overalls, we see decrease in density, total units, total bedrooms, some of the setbacks in the open space. We see increases in the building footprint area, the gross floor area, building height, some setbacks in total parking. No change in the mix of use, the intent of character, or the land use pattern. Next slide. As with any plan unit development request, there are some waivers that are requested, and number one, dealing with landscaping. The landscape plan shows that there will be sable palms, and our code requires three to be planted in a cluster, be counted as one tree, so it would be a 3-to-1 ratio. They're proposing a 1-to-1 substitution ratio, and this waiver is based on the limited tree planting area to accommodate emergency vehicle lanes. And then with the setbacks, the code requires 20-foot side setbacks for multifamily residential projects. Carib East will have a side setback of 12.5 feet, and Carib West will have a side setback of 0 feet on the west side. Now, the west side for both of these are internal lot lines, so it's going to only impact those areas that are within the development. So if we go to the next slide, this gives you with the overall Carib master plan. Next slide will be the existing zoning map, the project areas shown in yellow, and next slide is just an aerial map. The next slide is another aerial 3D provided by the applicant, and the next is another 3D aerial. And next slide, just staff conditions, was just revising the parking labeling on the site data table, revising site plan to depict the building and improvements on flood zones and base flood elevations. That's already been addressed. And, of course, your approval to the landscape area, landscape tree requirement, and the reduction in the side setbacks. So if you have any questions.
Thank you, Griffin.
Mm-hmm. Can we go back and see just the footprint again of where, not right there, the marina is going to lay out?
This one there.
The restaurant stays.
Forrest, is that marina right there, or is that pool?
It's cool.
That's the splash pad. The marina's in the corner.
There?
Go over to the right just a hair. That is where the marina is in that area.
Okay.
It's under the footprint of the tower.
It's under the footprint. It just that's the way mm-hmm. we're looking at it, right? So we don't have a north view looking south from the water side.
I'm actually glad to see that because that marina is needed there. That fuel dock is needed there, and it provides a great service. Will there be any additional piers there, or it will remain existing?
As of right now, it will remain as existing.
Is there any plan of the current marina? As you know, right in that area, you got a couple of them that are. Mr. Wyman, you probably do. They've fallen.
I'm sorry, I don't hear very well.
A couple of those that exist, and I know it has nothing to do with the approval, but it does go with the overall project. A couple of these have already, you've got major, where the whole concrete pad is turned on those deals.
Yes, sir.
What's the plan for the overall protection of those? I guess that was a rust issue where it just kind of fell in on.
We've had a little discussion about that, and it's going to get a lot better, I hope.
Well, because, I mean, it's just looking at the overall project to head into the future, if that one fell like that, it's going to be a major issue for more of them as they come.
No,
you don't think so?
No,
okay.
Those are floating docks, and they're meant to move.
Right.
And we've not maintained them, and the angle or the 90-degree angle where they join together,
okay.
We took out the bed piling that were put in there in the first place. It's a lot stronger not now than it was before. We haven't been taking very good care of
it. I think it's a good project. I really appreciate the additional parking and the lowering the density. I think it's being built more where the market is now. So
I would like to say that regarding the landscaping and the sable palms, space is tight, but I believe that the applicant plans to replace the three sables with a more attractive, nicer palm. Yes? Do we know what it is? They're very high maintenance.
They start looking like telephone poles. These are real small trunks. So we're planning on putting in a lot of endos, which are native here. Well, I've got a guy that really knows whether they're native here or not, but I know they survive the freezing and all of that. And they're slow growing, so you get the you get the good look, but they don't grow up and fall over.
We have a guy too.
Yeah.
Have you met Woody Sweet?
Yes, sir. We have on another subject, we have a couple of big pine trees that are problems for us. We've got to take down because they're worried about people getting hurt enough.
Cut them down.
You have to get a permit, unfortunately, to do it.
No, sir. We don't.
You don't?
Not from me. I didn't give it to him, I promise you.
I got an earful from a neighbor the other day about that.
Yeah.
The only other discussion we had at planning was, of course,
ingress and egress onto Perdido Beach Boulevard, something we have no control over because the state owns the street. And Mr. Wireman's team and Kit Alexander's team vow to work to the best solution.
Any other questions for Griffin? Thank you, buddy. Okay, at this time, we'll open the floor up to anybody that has a comment, question, or any further discussion from the audience, public. I think they still, yeah, they still have to deal with it.
I'll answer that.
Yeah.
We have a permit that we've had for, this is 2019. We've had since 1989 regarding the beach house. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I do.
Yeah.
I think the beach mouse is the biggest farce around.
It is.
Mr. Wireman, you had one of the original lawsuits, if I remember, where they proved the kid that worked for the professor at Auburn was drowning the beach mice because they were producing so fast. Wasn't it in that situation?
They killed 1,200. They gassed them. And my attorney asked them, well, why would you stop us if you kill 1,200? If you can raise 1,200 of them in a few months, why are they endangered? I mean, it's a long trial, but the judge eventually ruled for us. Mouse crosses the road, travels at his own risk.
That was then. That's not now.
Well, that's right.
Well, hey, in Florida, they put those little tunnels under the road for the mice to come through, and the foxes and the raccoons were sitting there waiting on them, so they had to block the holes up.
Man.
I know. Believe me.
Yeah.
Yes.
I get it.
So we take
care of them, like cockroaches.
That's just my opinion. I'm asking anybody else to agree to that. That's what I do.
We get it.
I do protect them, and I do build the boxes, and I do the walks, and I started. All that stuff was part of my agreement, and I lived up to it. I'm still We still pay into the fund.
Yeah. Anybody got any other further questions? Nobody in the audience? Thank you, Cecil. All right, then we'll close the public hearing.
I'm sorry.
Go ahead.
I would like to ask, maybe this isn't the time, I would ask to be able to put in a temporary parking lot there on that east side until we can get through this summer or get down the road a little ways, because we are overrun with cars. We did our parking spaces according to the requirements at the time, but we just got too many cars now.
Question, if you don't have enough parking now and you're built according to our regulations and you're adding these two and you're building, that means you're not going to have enough.
Well, we changed the regulation to increase the parking, and that's why they have so many raised floors.
Yeah, we picked up a couple hundred more parking places than 2005. What was the number? I saw it on there somewhere. It was a couple hundred more based on the new regulation versus the old ordinance. Larry, I don't have a problem with it.
I don't want another issue like turquoise.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't have a problem with it, but I don't know that we can do it right now. It wasn't on the agenda. I think we'd have to add it to the agenda.
That's a conditional use anyways, just like turquoise, right?
Yeah.
Just asking for temporary.
Well, I know, but we still got to go through the It's just like the beach mouse, man. Got to go through that.
At least this is next to your property, not like the other situation.
And I have no, again, I, it, how do we do that? How can we do that? Somebody tell me how we can make that happen.
I personally would feel comfortable if there is discussion and you all support it for them modifying the PUD plan to show a temporary parking lot allowance on the PUD plan, but it does need to be referenced on the plan and it does need to be changed prior to your second.
Okay. Can we use this, make this a minor modification or staff approval?
We can build it into this modification here.
Okay.
If it's discussion, it's in the minutes, it's a public hearing, you're making it open and apparent, they can make changes for the second reading.
Are y'all good
with notations
that?
Addressing
so you
this.
Would just allow the temporary use until construction starts?
That would be Larry's request. Will you clarify that, Larry? You want to come up here?
On the east side.
Where the houses used to be.
Yeah, the problem we got is that'll be after the 4th of July.
Right.
And 3 weeks, I mean, that'd be 3 weeks away.
That's right.
Well, of course, we would like to keep it for construction or during construction because we would need it.
Right.
You can see how many cars that are required for construction. There's a lot of people there.
Mm-hmm.
But obviously, it would go away because that parking structure is where the temporary parking would go.
Right. I'd rather see them park there than under the bridge taking up spots at the beach. So, I mean, it makes total sense.
Staff's request would be for you to include with the modification to the PUD your schedule that you're going to be building the west tower, when you're going to be building the east tower, how this parking lot will remain relative to the other tower construction. If you don't build the east tower, will that parking lot be removed at what time so that council is properly informed exactly what you're requesting from them, and then we need a configuration of the parking lot. And staff can get with you and get that clarification so that they have everything that they need in order to make a proper decision.
So are you saying we can't make that happen tonight?
No.
Pretty much.
No. I don't.
I mean, it's common sense. We got a parking need. We got cars parking everywhere under the road. I mean, everybody here is in favor. Why can't we make that work some way?
If you feel comfortable with establishing when that parking lot has to be removed so we can clearly document in the file, then perhaps we can. But there's no, you're not looking at any configuration, you're not looking at any, you know, kind of detail on what we're talking about. It's just basically a gravel area is what we're talking about.
Ma'am. Put down a membrane and put gravel over it and pick it all back up.
I'll go so far to say that I would like to see, if we're going to do this into construction, through construction, which is going to be into next year and further, that we ask the construction workers that they have to park there because they're going to get there at 6 in the morning and they're going to park under the bridge in the closest spot if not, and they're going to take up all those parking spots for all the beachgoers that are going to the pass. So it would be great from our point of view, and it would cause a lot less pain if we could specify that all contractors and subs had to park in that lot. I don't know if that's a feasible ask, but
that's fine.
It sure would help. I mean, you see what's already there. It's going to affect
parking at the regular condos anyway.
Well, where is the laydown yard?
I'm hoping that we'll have enough laydown area out in front of it.
Chris, could you bring that visual up?
And the only reason I was pushing for that is it is chaos around Cobalt. In the parking lot there.
I still like to see a plan. I mean, I'm okay with moving it forward.
Why don't we allow them to start putting down some type of surface area that's temporary anyway while we finalize the deal, but we give them permission to move forward with at least the basing so you can start utilizing it. So, I mean, we can finalize the rest of it if we give them permission to just start.
Does that have to be landscaped?
That would be your call. And my question would be, we've got two very large buildings here. I don't know the sequence of events. So they may build the westerly structure and not build the easterly structure. So the question is then, how do you direct staff to address that parking lot should the easterly structure not be built within a certain period of time?
Well, we just do it on a year-by-year basis.
I would like to see a formulated plan on paper and spelt out, okay? That's 3 weeks. Okay, I'm sorry, but this just appeared tonight, right?
Yes.
And he does need some temporary parking. But for us to just give grace on something that we haven't seen or know anything is, I don't know.
I know where the plan is for the parking structure, parking lot across from Turquoise is?
Because at some point when you start building, they're not going to be able to park there.
I'm sorry?
Eventually, they're not going to be able to park there, so we need to have some kind of plan going forward.
Well, as long I think you ask about Turquoise. Turquoise's time frame is up unless they present us a plan and a build.
So, I'm not talking about I'm sorry.
You said Turquoise.
I'm
you
sorry, Mayor. Turquoise. I'm talking about across from Turquoise. There's a parking lot that's full of construction workers every day.
Yep.
Because I told them it was okay to park over there, mm-hmm. okay? They didn't ask me. I told them it was okay to park over there because I like those guys and it's fine. But seems like if it's okay for them, it would be okay for me to have one, not to be picky jerky or whatever.
I don't think anybody's saying you don't get one. I think we just want a plan.
Okay.
Okay. And if that's what the majority wants, I just know we got 3 weeks that we got a mess.
That's
and the busiest 3 weeks of the year is coming up. After the 4th, everything starts doing this.
Yes,
well,
sir.
I shouldn't say that.
Yes, sir. That's the
only issue I've got. It is chaos under that bridge.
I think the point that Larry is making is if you approved this, if you approved this PUD modification, Larry would have to do improvements anyway to do a lay-down yard. Those improvements would and could include a gravel parking lot. So if you approve this PUD, he can get started once he gets the site permits to establish, and it's associated with site permits, so that's the difficulty here, gets established on that lot to start his laydown yard, but then he can perhaps come back with you and work out a restoration and a plan as to when it needs to be removed.
I'm perfectly fine with trying to find a plan to lay gravel down and utilize it as is and present give the approval to start the process of the gravel and let us finalize the plan as it comes, because it is a time is of the essence issue.
But I my concern is I don't want see the parking lot across from Turquoise should not be there. We have nothing in writing from anyone assuring us that they're going to remove that gravel from that parking area, from that laydown area. Mm-hmm. That was a laydown yard for Turquoise. And then it turned into overflow parking for Turquoise because the city wanted to accommodate people staying at Turquoise. Then it turned out to be parking and laydown for Brett Robinson. That parking is not legal. That parking lot should be removed. And I think the city worked with everyone over there to accommodate them. I don't want that same scenario here where people are concerned that it's not going to be restored back to where it needs to be it's not built.
We also need to take into consideration the residents that do live there. And
having said that, I think we're doing a great service. I believe the Phoenix guys will back me up on this. We get all that parking off of the road that's dangerous.
That's the whole point. They're parking there. Otherwise, they'd be on the side of the road.
Yeah. We'd be cutting our nose off to spite our face and get away with it.
Yes,
but it will need to be restored at some point because it's never been an approved parking lot.
And you don't need anything from me telling you I'll restore it because I will.
So why don't we handle both of those issues at the next council meeting on the 9th, mm-hmm. but give permission today to start using that lot?
Perfect. A temporary parking lot would not require a resolution generally anyway. So I think that you all giving that permission, and then we can address the details.
That's what I was asking.
Yes.
I'm good with that.
Yes.
That's absolutely fine with
that's
that.
That's good. That's good.
That means I can start it tomorrow and maybe make it by the 4th, right?
No.
Yep.
No, it's not what it means.
No.
You need to submit site permits with a plan.
Can he start parking people over there?
He has nothing to park on, Mayor. He's got to submit something to Kit.
That's what I'm asking. Is the base enough to park on now? What's that?
We've been parking over there. I mean, we've got no place to put the people. We've been parking there.
Yeah.
To be honest, the copter
business. We have the base and the roads and stuff that existed over there from the first place already.
That's what I was asking, is if he's got a base, can he go in and start letting people park over there as we go through this process?
Yes, and then we'll formalize it and make all of the amendments on the 9th.
We'll be glad to do that. Thank you very much.
We're dealing with issues in 2019 that were created out of ordinances way back when that no one had any idea we were going to see the numbers and the volume and the occupancy that we're seeing today. But we're pragmatically,
whether we like it or not, we still got those issues, is what I was just getting at. And it's just, we got to park them somewhere. If they don't park there, they're going to park on the street, they're going to park at the beach.
But final plan moves to the 9th, right, Mayor?
Yes.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I had one more thing.
Go ahead. I'm sorry. I'll cut you off, buddy.
Since Mr. Boyd brought it up, all of that parking under that bridge would solve a lot of problems. And that mouse does not need under that bridge. It's got all, it's got everything else. They've reintroduced it. It's poor habitat for it. Someone, Mr. Shelby could do it with probably with a stroke of a pen, should at least give the city or the people that come there that rest of that area under that bridge. We had it at one time. Somebody dropped the ball, not here, not you
the
folks.
The state, wasn't it, Larry? It was the state.
I can't remember, but somebody dropped the ball. I'm not going to point anybody out. But anyway, if we had that, it would help everyone, yeah. You know.
Well, we've made requests from the state, talking to Philip, and looking at will they allow us to improve under the bridge, the Shell parking lot, just improve the whole area.
Yes, sir.
They haven't necessarily said no, but they haven't said yes, and they do say the beach mouse is an issue with anything now whatsoever over there. Am I right, Philip?
That's correct.
But it's not that we haven't asked and that we're not trying to massage it, but that's what they're telling us. Now, I've done this long enough to know the beach mouse is a great way to say not now.
Yeah.
But we have offered to spend the money to improve all of that over there.
Well, now, you know, our company improved most of it as it is.
Yes, you did. And I know you did.
And that guy came and stopped me, but I didn't think I was doing anything wrong because we did have a meeting. I think Philip will tell you. We had a meeting. Everybody kind of agreed, and I thought it was okay. And then something happened, and they said, no, you can't go any farther.
I get it. So anyway, we understand your grief.
Thank you.
But there's a lot of room for improvement and a lot of room to increase parking over there. It would make all the difference in the world, so it would. But okay, I have no idea what we approved, but
we haven't approved.
Moving forward to the 9th for final.
But you can start parking, I guess, now. Okay, overflow. Is that true? False? Because I don't want Larry to do anything he's not supposed to do.
No.
Do we agree?
Do it now, and we'll finalize everything on the 9th.
Okay.
We'll find you on the 9th. Don't worry.
Finalize.
Oh, yeah.
Smarty.
Okay. Well, then I guess we'll close the public hearing. And we'll move to ordinance, our first reading, ordinance number 172, Carib East and West. We're going to wait till the 9th on that one.
Yes.
First reading, ordinance establishing a speed zone with speed limit of 35. State Route 182 from milepost 1680 to 1780. That's a tenth of a mile or so in front of the Floribama. Phoenix 10, Floribama. All right. Do y'all want to go ahead and do that now?
Move for unanimous consent to suspend the rules to allow for immediate consideration of this ordinance.
Second.
We talked about it last
week. Okay.
Call the roll, please.
Councilmember Silvers?
Yes.
Councilmember Johnson?
Yes.
Councilmember Mitchell?
Yes.
Councilmember Costa?
Yes.
Councilmember Boyd?
Yes.
Mayor Kennan?
Yes.
Move to adopt the ordinance.
Second.
Any further discussion? Call the roll, please.
Councilmember Silvers?
Yes.
Councilmember Johnson?
Yes.
Councilmember Mitchell?
Yes.
Councilmember Costa?
Yes.
Councilmember Boyd?
Yes.
Mayor Kennan?
Yes. Entertain a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
All right, we adjourned, and now we're going to go to the Committee of the Whole. Call to order Tuesday, June 18th, 2019. Call the roll, please.
Councilmember Silvers.
Here.
Councilmember Johnson.
Here.
Councilmember Mitchell.
Here.
Councilmember Costa.
Here.
Councilmember Boyd.
Yes.
Mayor Kennan.
Here. Moving forward, the minutes from the work session, River Council Meeting Committee of the Whole is 6-4-19. Moving to new business, resolution reappointing members to the Construction Board of Adjustment and Appeals. Everybody good with that? Resolution declaring certain personal property as surplus and unneeded, authorizing the mayor and city clerk to dispose. Resolution authorizing a franchise renewal for Terry Dixon, A1 taxi, service within city limits, police jurisdiction, city of Orange Beach. Everything good there?
That's a renewal?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, okay. These are both renewals.
Okay. James McAdams, Blue Dolphin Toffee, Blue Dolphin Taxi, City Limits, Orange Beach. Resolution authorizing execution of professional service agreement with Braxton Counts for lobbying service. I talked with Braxton today. He's going to submit his work and some other stuff, and I told him we would talk on July the 9th. But you know, since two of you guys are out, we probably need to move that to the 16th.
I think so.
So we'll talk the 16th about his contract. That sound good?
Yep, the 16th.
So. Okay. Well, will you
the
be the only one
and
out?
And the 16th?
I'm here the
9th. Oh, you're here. That's Jeff Boyd. That's out.
Y'all are out on the 9th. Okay.
He's out for 2 minutes.
But well, okay, so the least.
Two bookends.
Okay, so the 16th, well, everybody but Joni. The 9th, we have two outs. Okay, so sorry, Joni.
Sorry.
You get bumped.
You can still
go into the 16th.
Class.
Is that okay? Mm-hmm. All right. Moving to ordinances, public hearing date, Cypress Village, Lot 50, West Setback. Suggested date, 7/16/2019. Public hearing, Somersault Final PUD, July 9, 2019. Y'all good with all those?
Yes.
Okay. I'm going to forget about that. All right. Before we close, anybody got anything you want to say? Comments? Bill?
No.
Just go in the bathroom. That's all. Anyone else?
Thank you all.
All right. I'll entertain a motion to adjourn.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.